school.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Connor of the Chicago Bears. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Hello. I still haven't been able to get Al on. We'll figure this out. Hey, Al. Hello. Found us, the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show. We're coming at you from multiple locations tonight. Lauren, check out that mic. Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, I think it's on. I'm here in the studios out west in Kirkland, Illinois. Al Larcher is piping in from his home. It's Wednesday night. We're 2013. It's 8:31 at this point. We're just going to play that again until we figure out this Al thing. We'll be right with you in just a second.
This is George Connor of the Chicago Bears. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
We'll be here soon. We'll be rolling with the show in minutes. I swear. This is radio gold. You know what the issue is, Lauren? Things are going well from our end out here in Kirkland where the internet runs just fine.
I'm sure.
It's Chicago's end. That's where Al is. Al can't figure out how to use the internet. That's his problem.
Oh, Al.
Al will figure it out eventually.
George Connor of the Chicago Bears. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Vikings this week, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We're never going to be on the air, but how many times has Bear Down played now, Lauren? Can you count it? How many times? We are down here in the Larcher and Lawrence and West studios out in Kirkland, Illinois. Mean Gene's in the studio with us. Hey, Gino. Gino's here. Bonnie, the lovely Bonnie, is in the house. I'm not sure if you can hear her, but she's here. And Lauren, as always, is on the line. We are working out the issues with Al. He'll be with us shortly. Tonight, calling in my guy, Twin Cities, Scotty, calling in from the Twin Cities to give us an update, to show us what's going on this week, to tell us about those Minnesota Vikings. We got that matchup coming up this Sunday at noon. And also, Chad Briggs calling in a little bit as well. Stand-up comedian Chad Briggs to talk a little Chicago Bears. And we have them here, the results from Larcher versus Lawrenson versus Lauren, right here tonight on the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. We have the week one results. I'm not ready to talk about who won that. I'm really not ready to talk about who won week one yet. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Nobody's excited here in the studios. Al Larcher was pretty confident going into the week, I'll tell you that much. But joining us for week two's pick, Chad Briggs will be making his picks as well. There is good news to report here. Al Larcher has made it into the chat room, at least. So for those of you that are in the chat room, you can chat with Al. Hey, Al, in the chat room. It'd be nice if you could call the number. The number here, Al Larcher, at the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show, is 888-787-4827. Using your cellular telephone to dial in, it would work that way. Just give it a shot, maybe. I don't know. Just maybe give it a shot. Maybe call in. If you'd like to call in from home, 888-787-4827. Again, joining us here in about 5-10 minutes or so. Lauren is here as well. We have our picks ready for the week two picks. The Chicago Bears recently took on the Cincinnati Bengals and took the win. I have right here on the line my co-host. With any luck, this is going to work right here. Al Larcher, are you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Well, there we go. Hey, Al.
Can you hear me?
Al, I can hear you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay,
I can hear
wait,
you.
Let's,
you're
let's
still
test
fine.
It. What, give Harvey Keitel and Reservoir Dogs, what was his name?
Mr. White?
Yeah, all right. You can hear me. Very good.
Yeah, there you go. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
What now?
Hello, Al.
Are you there?
Yes. Who is my favorite singer of all time?
Lauren Mueller.
Gosh, you're on. We are working. Things
he
are working.
Good.
Yeah, things are working real well. It's great to hear your voice, sir. What in the world is going on with the internet in Chicago? Is it down?
Aw, crap.
There's all kinds of problems going on.
But you have your sound effects, I hear. Oh, Jesus. Could you lay off that?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Larcher, haven't seen you in a few days. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You know, we had some 9/11 celebrations today at the cemetery.
Okay.
And had some hot dogs. And we had an ice cream truck come in, and it was unlimited ice cream off the ice cream truck.
You probably didn't touch that at all, did you?
Maybe once or twice.
No, Jesus. I'm not playing those sound clips. That's got to be you.
No. What are you talking about?
Did you figure out how to use your tablet over there?
I have no control over anything.
No worries, because our listeners have heard Bear Down at least 6 times.
Oh, bitch.
That's how we started our show tonight. Jesus.
By the way, we have a call-in number. It's 888-787-4827. I don't know if you did any of this. I don't know if you told the people that they can call in and participate in this very exciting program, possibly one of the most exciting shows in the history of Blog Talk. And I've listened.
Yeah.
Believe me, I have listened.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's an excellent show. Tons of people can call in. They can also text us. What is that text line now?
The text line is area code 773-559-5189, and it goes right to the Larcher and Lawrenson studio, northwest side.
Northwest side of Chicago, not west in Kirkland, Illinois.
No, not at your fancy studios.
The chat room is hopping right now. Not only are you there, but guest 9543 is in the chat room as well as Nice Joe Green.
Oh,
nice
beautiful.
Joe Green there.
You know, Nice Joe. Nice Joe Green and I had a little bit of a contact going with. We played a little Madden the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. Yep.
Now yep. I was a really bad team and he was a really good team, and he only beat me by like a touchdown, but he did beat me. So I just want to put that out there. Congratulations to Joe Green.
Yeah. No, that's really great. That's really great.
Then they've been smoking something.
Yeah, no, they really have. There's no doubt about it.
Have you talked anything about the Chicago Bears, possibly the greatest?
Not a word about the Chicago Bears. I'm still trying to figure out how to use the internet. I've had about 6 bourbons out here in Kirkland. There is bourbon out here.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, no, that's for darn sure. Al, I do have to say something. Did you put your week 2 picks on the internet already?
I did, because I'm a man, I think the people should know, right up front,
don't
ahead
think
of the
that
time.
Maybe they should know after we announce the week 1 picks are over, and maybe we should all put them up there together in uniform
no.
as a team,
no, no,
as
no,
the
no,
Larcher
no.
Lord should show as a team.
That seems like a lot of work. Besides, I wanted a place where I know where they were, knew where they were if I needed to go to them tonight.
Oh, so that's why you did it. You put them on there for ease.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I roll, you know? I'm all about the ease. It's all about ease. I just got a new pair of Hush Puppy shoes, as a matter of fact.
You did?
Yeah, black suede, beautiful.
How do they feel?
Like stepping on dogs. That's how comfortable they are.
Yep. Well, are you getting an echo right now?
I'm not getting an echo. I should.
No echo.
I mean, see, last week you had me on the show, and nobody could hear me because the microphone was down really low. So hopefully it's loud enough this week. And
things are going so well. Hey, for those of you in the chat room, if you hear an echo right now, just let me know. I'm trying something new over here. Al, another thing is I sent you a link for for uniformity with our picks. So when we post them, they all look the same.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that the way that you posted them online, you used something completely different.
Well, here's what happened.
You go to a different website?
Yes, I went to your website, but your website was print only, and I forgot to print them today. So when I got home, I went to do them, but I couldn't copy and paste because it was meant to just be printed. So therefore, I had to go to a different site in order to get my brilliant picks in. So all the Larcher, all the alcoholics out there are ready for my picks so they can maybe win some money.
Uh-huh. All right. I gotcha. We'll be getting to that around the top of the hour. Here in just a minute or so, I got a Twin City Scotty. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you mentioned. You got some expert of the Minnesota Vikings coming on.
Yeah, I do. He's going to come in to tell us a little bit. I hear that they have a great backup running back. Their starting running back, not so good. But the way
really?
I understand it, pretty good backup running back up there, that's for sure.
All right, well, that's good to know. Because, we're going to shut their – hopefully we get the point that you got to stop their running back because that's all they got. Because Christian Palmer's not going to beat you. I mean, that guy's a joke.
Well, and I think that's one of our questions for him tonight is one of our questions for Twin City Scotty is going to be, is Christian Ponder an NFL quarterback?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah. We'll get there. And did I tell you good old Chad Briggs is going to be joining us for Larcher versus Lawrenson versus the future Lauren Lawrenson?
I'm excited about this, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, for the people keeping track at home, Toby Gerhart is the backup running back for the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Al Larcher, you are on top of your news up there, aren't you?
I am. I got the whole – right now I'm in the Larcher Studios, which is a high-tech, high-computerized, high-brilliant zone where not only is everything perfectly sound technically, but there's also feng shui in the setup.
Wow. Well, here in the Lawrenson Studios, have you ever been to Graceland, Al?
I have, yeah, no, actually I haven't. I'd like to go to Grayson.
I have. In a couple of his rooms, he had soundproofed, and he had that shag carpet on the walls. That's what we've done here in the basement here of the Larcher and Lawrence Studios West. All
really?
Shag carpet here.
Well, that's kind of cool. I like that. Right, I dig that. I'm down with that.
Let's do it. Without further ado, let's go to my guy. I got him on the line right here. Hey, caller, Twin City Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well,
I'm happy to be here.
I feel like a bag of beat dicks. It's been a long day.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That happens.
I got to ask you, what...
I'm honored to be on your program here.
Well, it's great to have you on, Scott. I really do appreciate you you taking the time to give us a call. I got to ask you about week one with your Minnesota Vikings. How'd that matchup go?
Well, that was a total gem, I have to say.
Yeah.
The Lions tried to give us the game in any fashion possible, but the Vikings weren't fighting on their trickery, so we just let them have the advantage, keep their home field perfect on the season so far.
Are the Vikings that bad, or are the Lions that good?
Combination of both.
Okay.
The Lions put Peterson in a bad spot, and that's the shining point of the Vikings. That's probably about it. The Vikings are decent if they can have an O-line blocking for Peterson, giving him the holes. And on the other hand, the Lions also have Kelvin Johnson, who set a record last year.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
That is something that you got to look for. But now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate the Vikings offensive line?
Well, if we're talking about this year, I would give them a 4 at this point.
Uh-oh.
Dan Khalil, who was a Pro Bowler last year, just a star rookie, completely collapsed this last week and let a lot of things happen in the preseason that just carried over into the regular season. And he didn't look like a Pro Bowler by far.
Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Jamarcus Webb?
Jamarcus Webb. The name stands out a little bit.
Well,
I don't recall where exactly.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Obviously not a member of the J-Webb Nation.
No, sir.
Jamarcus Webb, he was this guy who was once a Chicago Bear. And he was on the Bears, and he was bad. He had the body of a perfect offensive lineman, but he played like an idiot, and he couldn't get the game. He couldn't grasp the game, and he didn't understand things. So the Bears let him go. So he took all the knowledge of the Chicago Bears, and he got signed by the Minnesota Vikings, and now he's sitting there in meetings getting grilled like a witness on a stand, answering all the questions and giving away all the Bears' secrets right now. He's a traitor is what he is.
Well, good. He could use a couple of those over here.
Yeah. Well, Al, I think that says a lot that he hasn't even heard of him. They have him up there for one reason and one reason only, and I'm going to guess that Webb might be looking for another job here at the end of the week.
Where does he fall on our depth chart? Let's pull that up.
Yeah, somewhere near the bottom. And something tells me, based on his intelligent level, this is the guy Jay Cutler pushed on national television because he was so bad. Jay Cutler went in a rage of anger, went up and pushed this guy as hard as he could because he was trying to teach him how to block because the guy didn't know how to block. But right now, oh, by the way, you have two Webbs on your roster. You have a Joe Webb and a Marcus Webb.
Yes, both on offense, and I do recall that play with Jay Cutler. That's about the only thing I remember about Jamarcus Webb.
Yeah,
that's about all there is.
He's now number 73 on your roster.
Excellent. Well, Joe Webb is probably the number 4 or perhaps 5 receiver for us, so only in rare situations will you see both Webbs on the field at least.
Yeah, you're in a lot of trouble if you see a lot of Webbs on your field. How's Greg Jennings working out for you guys?
Week one was pretty minimal. I have to say that all kind of stems from Ponder. he's not the best quarterback in the world by far.
No.
And I kind of rank him as one of the choices kind of along the lines of Tavarius Jackson. Coach speaks highly of him, drafts him high, and then turns out to be second stringer at best.
Do you have any faith that maybe Matt Cassel could step in and work some magic?
He's at least got a couple more years under his belt, so maybe bring a little bit. Talent-wise, I don't believe so. But at some point in time, you got to shake things up, and I believe Christian Ponder will have 3-4 weeks tops. Maybe after the bye week, they'll have Cassel coming in.
Well, I like McLeod Bethel Thomas, your third screen quarterback. He's got a great
McLeod.
Name. Is it McLeod? That's how you...
Yes, sir.
All right, you got a guy whose first name is McLeod as your third string quarterback. That's got to make you a little nervous.
Well, hopefully he never sees the light of day, but it's a good name at least.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when one of your quarterbacks actually earned his degree in history, and his grandfather, I don't know if you know this is a fun fact about McLeod, his grandfather was a gold medalist in the shot put in the 1948 games.
Oh, so he should be able to take after his grandfather and throw the rock pretty far then.
You would think so. So maybe he's got a little depth. And the final fact about the third string quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, his full name is McLeod John Belbazar Bethel Thomas.
Oh, wow.
See, you learned something here. That's what we're here for.
That's a mouthful. I appreciate
it. Hey, Al, were
you going
to think about talking to him about sports and about this matchup coming up this week?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I mean, really, Clark, I don't think the Vikings have a chance.
Well, I mean, you and I both know darn well they don't, but what I had Scott on here for wasn't to bash him about how just terribly awful they are up there. I wanted to find out from Scott. I wanted to know the keys to their offensive game to beat the Bears.
Well, kind of touched on it earlier, the offensive line. They need to figure out whatever they're doing and just punch some holes for Adrian Peterson. Defensive line of the Lions, I believe, is a bit stronger than the interior line of the Bears. So hopefully the Vikings will be able to punch a few extra holes, and Peterson will be able to control the game for the Vikings. And I think that's probably the biggest key on the purple side.
Okay, yeah. I did catch that Peterson was able to break free for, a 78-yard run to start it off last week?
Yep.
And then they were kind of able to tone it down. And Detroit's defensive line is nothing to joke about at all. They do a darn good job, but it seems like once they were able to figure that out, they kind of got control of the game a little bit. And for me, I think that's a big part. You need big old Henry Melton in there plugging some holes. Maybe Pepper could show a little bit of his youth, and I think that's where that matchup comes into play. My next question for you, Scott, is going to be about Ponder. And I talked to Al a little bit earlier just before we got you on the horn. Is he a first-string NFL quarterback?
I'm going to go with no on that one. Well, technically speaking, he is currently, but down the road, call it 6 games or the rest of the season, after that, I don't think he's got the talent to maintain that. I think Coach Frazier, one of your former Bears, I think he put way too much stock in him when he drafted him so high in the teens, the 14, 15, 16 range, so that if he pulls Ponder out and makes him the second string, that's essentially him admitting defeat with such a high draft pick. And I don't think any other team in the league would have Christian Ponder as a number one quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do hear that. And obviously, I'm feeling pretty confident, and my partner there, Al, is coming into this week. My next question is about that defensive line up there for you guys in Minnesota. Jared Allen isn't getting any younger. What do you guys have going on there?
Well, we do have a young man in there replacing Kevin Williams after him sitting out with a little knee injury. But Kevin Williams himself, when he comes back in, he's not a spring chicken either. So as far as this season's concerned, I think we're pretty decent as long as we don't run across any issues with Kelvin Johnson, stud running back behind. And I think they'll be able to hold their own for this season. But next year or 2 years down the road, we're going to have to be starting over fresh.
Yep, yep.
How do you feel about Sharif Floyd?
He is, well, he's definitely a young guy, but I see good things coming out of him.
Yeah. He's a guy, yeah, I wish the Bears would have gotten, you know, would have had an opportunity to go after.
Yeah, I was definitely excited when we got him in the draft, but, you know, as most rookies are, they take a little time to break into the league and get their wheels turning and get going. But I do see some good things. And he, right now with Kevin Williams being out, he's getting some extra time out on the field, which is going to be great for later on down the season.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's promising. You guys had 3 first-round picks this year, so hopefully at least one of them turns out. I mean, you're in good shape for a couple of years at a key position.
Yeah, definitely. I think Tariq Ford's going to develop into one of those guys that's going to be key. And also Cordero Patterson, the receiver, I believe is currently 3rd on our wide receiver depth chart, but he could quickly become a number 2 or potentially number 1, maybe even next year as the number 1 guy. But he definitely shows a lot of promise.
You know, you mentioned that Leslie Frazier is your head coach, and as far as 85 Super Bowl champions on a team, I think that you guys currently have us beat. I believe that you're leading that score 1-0 with Leslie Frazier. So maybe, just maybe, you guys have the edge coming into this one.
Well, at least we've got a Super Bowl guy on the roster. That's more than most other Vikings teams can say.
Yeah. Scott, your prediction for the score this week?
Oh, go with the gentle 27-17 Bears.
27-17 Bears.
Sad to say, coming out of a Viking season ticket holder.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah. Got to balance your head, not your heart.
That's right. That's how you make
money. Yeah, that's where I run into trouble. This week in our confidence pool, I'm giving the Bears 14, and it seems just like a conference rival, a division rival, to really just put me right in my place. I wish you good luck, and I hope that your Vikings don't do a darn thing this week.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much for the call, sir. Al, you got any last thing for him?
All I got to say is praise the purple Jesus.
That's all we can do over here.
That's your only salvation.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
All right, thank you, guys. Go Vikings.
Doors closing.
There it is, Al. So there's Twin City Scott giving us a call.
Very nice. It was good to hear from Twin City Scott, or as you like to call him, Twin Skinny Scott.
Twin Skinny Sot. Twin City Sot.
Yeah.
There's been a little bourbon involved.
Lauren got on that. Al, I'm sorry. I was kind of out of it during that... that phone interview. What I had here was a good friend of ours, a good neighbor, but he too had found the bourbon as well. Did you hear him kind of stumbling around and yelling here in the studio?
No, but that I think that's good.
You have consumed enough alcohol for one evening.
Good old Mean by God Gene was in here.
Mean by God Gene. Woo!
By God
Gene. Hey, Joe Green, the great Joe Green, wants to know if... he thinks Charles Tillman's going to play this week. Of course, the only bear on the injury report right now is Charles Tillman. He didn't practice today, but questionable, probable, I don't know. What am I, the injury report? Come on. I think the man is going to play. As a matter of fact, I'm 100% sure you will see Peanut Tillman take the field this week. And he had quite an interesting week this last week.
Oh, he did he?
He did. It was a little bit up, a little bit down. You know, I thought the game actually at one point came down to Peanut Tillman versus AJ Green. That was like the fight. That was the main event. And I think in the end, Peanut Tillman won.
Well, of course he did get the win. He had a couple interceptions, but man, AJ Green made our Pro Bowl cornerbacks, both of them at different times, look less than stellar. Now that's coming from AJ Green, who is a damn fine wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, that makes me nervous because we have Kelvin Johnson Jr. in our division with Detroit Lions. So, I mean, it's something you really got to worry about. And, you know, I had one complaint coming out of training camp, Clark. I had one problem, one issue, and I went over it with you, and you said, don't worry about that. And, well, it turns out that the one problem, my concern was, turned out to be a big problem for the Chicago Bears, and that's tackling.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Larcher. The whole league doesn't tackle. We got the win. That's enough to get the win, and it was fine. The problem wasn't in tackling. It was trying to catch up to Green, who had beaten the guy by 10 yards down the darn field.
The tackling was terrible. You know what? You sound like the kid who comes home from school who gets in trouble for getting into a fight, being like, well, everyone else got into a fight. Who cares if the rest of the league can't tackle? We should be able to tackle. That's key. That's key to winning football games. As a matter of fact, I'm not alone in this, Clark. I am not alone in this thought. When Charles Tillman was asked what he could do better and what the defense could do better, he said, our biggest problem is tackling.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah. Peanut Tillman's on my side, you know?
What are you babbling about?
Peanut's too busy punching the ball out. That's what he's doing, so he's not tackling either. So you don't need him to be talking about
what?
Larcher, what do you have for a total score for Monday night, Pittsburgh and Cincy?
A big mistake.
We're going to have to throw a tiebreaker in because we were pretty close this week.
Why are we doing tiebreakers? I thought we were running a tally through the weeks.
We are going through the weeks.
Do we need a tiebreaker for?
We're going to have weekly winners as well, Larcher. We're going to have weekly winners as well. And
okay, 900.
We are?
That's my pick.
Yes, we're going to have weekly winners as well throughout this entire thing.
And what do these weekly winners get?
Yeah.
The weekly winners, they get to know that they have won for the week.
In fact, we really feel comfortable with them in three positions.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
I've got to tell you, Al, I came in third place this week in the versus
Lauren.
You
didn't do too good at all.
Versus Lauren. And then we were down by just a couple going into the Monday night game. And Lauren here had the lead, 88 to your 84 to my 83.
And I was clearly going to win.
And there were
two Monday night games, and I had the Washington Redskins in Washington beating the Philadelphia Eagles, and that just went to hell.
And you gave them 10 points, Al. You gave away 10 of your points to the Washington Redskins.
What a brutal, horrible, terrible mistake. But it happens. Who knew? That, you know, the one thing I've learned in life, in all my 34 years of walking this great earth, longer than Jesus Christ himself, as a matter of fact, I have found you do not wager on the Washington Redskins at all.
Fair enough. And apparently you don't even talk about their name anymore. Apparently you're not allowed to talk about them.
You know what? They need to change their name. It's racist. It's terrible. I've flipped completely on them.
You're just happy that our team has a name after an animal, so we never have to worry about it.
Unless Bears start talking.
Well, if Bears start talking, then we'll be in a little bit of trouble. But the winner of week one, Larcher versus Lawrenson, we didn't have a winner. There wasn't a winner. We're not going to do a weekly. Al, you're right. I've seen the light.
Thank you.
I've seen what you're talking about, Al, and we're just not going to have a weekly winner. We'll tally this up at the end of the season. How about that?
That sounds perfect. Because it's not about the little picture. It's about the big picture. Sure, Lauren's going to get lucky once or twice, you know, this season. It's going to happen. You know, but overall, everyone knows I'm going to win this thing. So we might as well. I don't even know why we're doing it.
So the winner of week one. Who was the winner? Al, what did you do? You were so confident going into this thing. I thought that you could at least beat her.
I will. But you know what? I take time. I like to build slowly. Thank you.
Was week one just a gimme there? Ugh.
What is a tease, Alex?
I'll tell you, man. You know what? Lauren, congratulations to you, darling. I know you're ecstatic about the fact that you won. Huh? Al, could you hear that?
Did she just squeeze a pig?
Yeah, we got a couple of stray cats.
Yikes.
Hey there, Al Larcher.
Hi, Lauren Mueller. How are you?
I just won the confidence pool week one, so I'm pretty good.
I think you're very confident right now, but confidence has a way of deteriorating with the passage of time, so.
We shall see.
We are just a few moments from Chad Briggs joining us, and then we will be talking about our week two NFL confidence pool. As always, for the rest of the season, we will be having guests join us. Lauren's always going to be a part of it. It is the Larcher versus Lawrenson versus Lauren.
That's because she's your fiance, and I don't have one. So it's just the thing there you're doing.
I'm not trying to leave you out there. I mean,
it's fine. I think it's lovely.
Make some picks tonight too. We're good. You're good friends. You know, that'll work. That'll be just fine.
No, that's gonna be delightful.
And every week we're gonna have a guest on. If you would like to call in, we'll talk about anything that you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the Chicago Bears this week, or maybe the Chicago Bears? Give us a call at 888-787-4827 or text the hotline, the Larcher text line at
773-559-5189. By the way, can I talk a little bit about the offensive line of the Chicago Bears?
I would love to talk about the offensive line. I kind of wanted to bring that up with Scott, but I had six people in the studio, Al. I don't even understand it.
Wow. You're like you got a live studio audience. That's impressive.
Yeah. What about that line?
It played really well. It played better than last year. It kept Jay Cutler protected. You know, everybody going into that game was concerned about Cincinnati's pass rush, and rightfully so. One of the NFL's best pass rushes, one of the NFL's best front four on their defensive line against one of the most suspect and questionable offensive lines in football of that of the Chicago Bears. Well, the Bears went out there with a rookie on the right side in two positions at your guard and your tackle. And how about this kid from Thibodaux, Louisiana? Now, that's good people down in Thibodaux, Louisiana. I know Thibodaux, Louisiana. And our right tackle.
Who's from Thibodaux, Louisiana? Is that Mills?
Yes, the Mills comes from Thibodaux. And, I mean, here's a kid who went to Tulane, basically unheard of. Bears snag.
I prefer more of a three-lane road myself.
I could see you going a three-lane. You know, I think actually when we went down to Bears, when we stopped at Hellas Hall for our big press interviews, and we didn't drive in because they had three lanes, you were a little concerned about that.
Yeah, that was the issue. That was the issue. It had nothing to do with the fireworks in the car.
No, not the fireworks in the car.
Hey. You know what? Kyle Long's getting all the press, but Jordan Mills he was fighting for a roster spot coming into this season. And he is our starting right tackle right now, and he's doing a damn fine job.
Absolutely.
I've got to tell you also.
Highest rated offensive lineman this week for our team.
Did you hear Kyle Long on the local radio last night?
I did not.
He was on the local radio, and he had a lot of praises to say about Mr. Jordan Mills. And let me tell you, this Kyle Long guy, smart fella, definitely very smart fella. He does a great job of speaking with the media, and I couldn't be happier. We talked a little bit about it last week, but as much as I shook my head and wondered what the heck are we doing when they picked him in the first round.
Right, like a lot of people thought. I mean, it was a questionable pick at the time. Here's a guy who hardly played any NFL game, but he's got a mean streak, and that's what you want out of an offensive lineman. You know, we talked about Jamarcus Webb earlier. There's a guy who's a pussycat. He did not have that mean streak. He had the size. He had the body. I don't know if he had the smarts for it, but he couldn't play the position. Kyle Long doesn't have the technique yet. He doesn't have the experience. He still doesn't have the gap procedures. He still doesn't have, you know, the pull plays. He's not all there yet. He's not complete. But what we've seen of him as far as his meanness and his aggressiveness and his power, if he learns how to be a good football player, which I believe he will, we got ourselves a really good player. We got ourselves a pro bowler, and we got a great pick there by this new regime.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll take it. Well, let's talk about it, because a couple members of the local and national media were saying that this new high-powered offense that you were expecting to see fizzled. There are people out there saying that it fizzled, that it didn't do, it didn't dazzle as they were expecting it to. Larcher, what are your thoughts? Are you happy with the way that the offense came out?
Well, I don't know what dazzling means. I mean, we won. We scored points. We got down by two scores, and we were able as an offense to come back and score more points needed to not only make up for the deficit of the two scores, but to go ahead and pull the lead out and win the game. I mean, that's what I want out of an offense. We put up more than 20 points. That's exciting. That's something we didn't do under Lovie Smith. So I don't know if people want triple reverses and, you know, newfound ways of things going on in the NFL. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on. You look at the Eagles and their up-tempo offense. That was impressive. They got a lot of plays out in one quarter of football. They got a whole game out in a quarter of football. But I don't think that's necessarily what we're going to get from the Bears, although we are going to get more plays than Lovie Smith, and we're going to see more of an offense that is going to be better. And I think as the games progress, you know, here's something interesting I heard this week. Mark Trestman didn't trust our offensive line going into this game. He trusted them just enough to basically test them. And the first half of the game, he tested our offensive line, and they proved worthy. And then he said in the second half, he started to call more plays, different plays, and get more of the playbook of what he wants to do out there. And as these weeks continue, and as that offensive line proves it can hold up and protect Jay Cutler, it can create lanes for Matt Forte, you're going to see more and more things. And I think eventually, by, say, week five or six, you're going to see this Bears offense full stride, 100% full steam ahead. From what I understand, he's only unleashed about 23% of the playbook. 23%. So that was a very pedestrian effort by the offense, because the coaching staff, new coaching staff, new guys in key positions, they were learning each other. And there's that learning process, and it's going to take a couple weeks. So I'm not all that concerned. I think the national media are a bunch of people who basically look at the score and say, okay, it wasn't that many points. You know, the Bears almost lost that game. And if you want highlights, there aren't a lot of key highlights. But the Bears were a good machine in slowly generating plays down the field, picking up first downs, getting out of third downs. I mean, that was a problem we had under Lovie Smith. We couldn't make a third down play. Now we're making third down plays. We got a black unicorn hopping along, you know, changing the world. And that's a beautiful thing, man. That's what, you know, that's spirituality on a football field, the black unicorn and Jay Cutler and this Bears offense.
Well, then there you go. But by the way that you're telling me right now is that, so my two fantasy quarterbacks in the couples league, I have Matt Ryan as my starter. My backup quarterback is Jay Cutler. In the way that you're talking to me right now, I should be able to be expecting Jay Cutler to start on my team on a weekly basis by week four. Are you confident in that?
I'm confident that when Matt Ryan needs a bye week, Jay Cutler will be there for you.
Okay. Can I be looking for 300 yards a game from Cutler?
No.
Is he going to get a couple 300 games?
Yes. Son of a bitch.
Wow, you just said it. What's the over-under on Jay Cutler 300 games?
Five.
Wow. And you're taking five?
Yeah, I'm taking five.
You're taking five. I will bet you a steak dinner that it's under five.
Okay. Five is shooting high.
It's shooting high. I want it. I want to buy you a steak, Al Archer.
But what I saw of Jeffries, what I saw of Brandon Marshall, and what I saw of Martellus Bennett, we got something that's real, and I think you are going to see five 300-yard games, which is Wow. Yeah. I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to stick with it. You got a deal. You got a bet. We're talking steak dinner. We're talking
yeah.
500-300-yard games.
We said it right here. Lauren Mueller, can you vouch?
I can vouch.
What's the bet, Lauren? Were you listening?
Completely.
Oh, you were dizzling on your phone.
Dude, I'm There's playing a, Madden oh, right now.
Illinois.
Bet.
Yeah, Lauren, the bet is steak dinner. If the Bears have 500-300 games, yards passing from Cutler, I owe Al a steak. If not, he owes me a steak.
Okay, where are the steaks from?
Well, I'm taking Clark to the Long Branch because that's my place, or the Longhorn, whatever the hell it is.
All right, and I'll take you over to Trader Todd's.
They don't have steak.
Good steak sandwich.
I'll take you to where you work. We'll do that. That'll be a good bet. I hope so. I got to ask you, there was a play early in the game where Alshon Jeffrey came back for a ball, and it looked to me like he got his hands under it. And the defender called it a no catch, so then the ref called it a no catch, and they never took a second look at it. They just punted it. Do you remember this play?
I do remember the play, and you know what?
And on the replay, it looked like he got his hands under there. It really did.
I thought so, but I thought, oh my God, Cutler, come on. I'm sorry, I'm playing Madden. I thought it was a bad, it would have been a bad call. It would have been a bad challenge. And I thought another pick, unbelievable. I thought our coaching staff did an excellent job of managing challenges and managing game clock and managing timeouts, which ultimately led to the win of the game. So, you know, I think it was a good no call. It was a good no challenge, I should say.
Oh, what was that you said? I was busy reading a book. Are you kidding me? You're playing Madden right now?
It's game prep, Clark. I'm studying the game. By the way, if Madden is any indicator of the future, Shay McClellan's a hell of a defensive end.
Wow. Yeah. He got in on a sack this week. You got to talk about Emory first round picks. He actually showed up a little bit.
I didn't think he looked that bad. There were times out there he was beaten and beaten bad. You know who looked bad was Julius Peppers.
Another week. Let's see.
I agree. I'm not ready to send this guy out of town. I'm not ready to hang him.
I'm not ready to send him over to where you work. How about that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, we got a guest on the hotline, my friend.
Oh, I hope they're hot.
Can I go to the guest on the Chitty Bang hotline?
Absolutely.
The Chitty Bang hotline. All right, let's go to our guest over there. We got on the line with us right now is local stand-up comedian Chad Briggs. Hey, Chad, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Doing all right. A little frustrated with my Chicago Bears right now.
Why? What's going on? I haven't listened to any of the show.
Oh, I'm playing.
Again. I'm returning. Oh, you're frustrated with Madden?
Yeah, I'm playing Madden right now, and
I can't,
it's year two.
How much my partner?
Yeah, you know you're doing a show. People are relying on you to disseminate sports information and hot sports opinions.
Well, Shane McClellan just lost the phone.
We just lost two out of the three listeners because they're mad at you for playing Madden during the show.
They are.
Are you serious?
Yet.
Like I hustled home to talk to you guys about the big win on Sunday, and this guy's playing Madden.
What an amazing win, though. We don't, just because I'm playing doesn't mean we can't talk about the amazing win.
That's true. At least you're not, I mean, like, I'm not in the same room with you for you to not make eye contact with me.
Exactly.
So that's cool, I guess.
And God knows I wouldn't make eye contact anyways. I'd have my sunglasses on and be my usual antisocial self. So, you would have been all right.
Thanks.
Chad,
I keep my expectations low when I call in.
No. I was looking forward to talking to you a little bit. You sent me a link about the Peanut Tillman sports science that the Mothership did.
I had just remembered it. You saw it last year, right, when it came out?
I did see it last year. I don't recall it. And I watched, well, I clicked play on the link when you sent it to me, and then it didn't load correctly, and I got distracted. That's about as far as I got into it this time. But I do remember seeing
it. Were you playing a video game at the time?
You know I was.
All right.
The Larger and Lawrence Sports
I'm
Show, my friend.
I'm seeing a larger pattern emerge here.
No,
it might be trouble.
I have the focus of a grasshopper. Clark has the focus of a cat on catnip. So.
I can't hear.
So, wait. I didn't know the grasshoppers were known for their steely focus.
Oh, yeah. No, a grasshopper will sit because they can only jump forward. They can't jump side to side. They can only move forward. So they take their time, and they study where they're at, and they plan out that forward motion, and they wait until the time is perfect, and then they leap.
Clark lost it. I can see this.
Okay. Well, God bless the grasshoppers. I didn't realize that. I thought they were just kind of limited by by evolution.
No. This is. I'm glad you tuned into the Al Larcher insect program.
You get Al Larcher trapped in a room with a grasshopper and his wooden boxes laying around, and it's one hell of a night. Let me tell you.
Right. I've always said I've enjoyed your show, but there needs to be more entomology on it.
Could you tell me a little bit about the peanut sports science, please?
Oh, I love it. Okay, so basically, I don't remember all the specs that Jared threw out. But basically, they were talking about how incredibly accurate he has to be on the move to, and they also talk about the 4 points of pressure that the ball carrier has, like with his arm, his hand, and his side, and I guess his other side, maybe just a point of his shoulder pad. But the amount of pressure and the accuracy of the punch has to be just phenomenal for that to work. And I think that's what, I mean, I wouldn't say that by any stretch that the dude invented knocking the ball out of somebody's hand. And even though there's really been an influence, I mean, you know, there's been a emphasis on that. They're teaching that a lot more. That's in about the last 15, 20 years or so. But this guy, it's some whole nother level shit.
Man's a machine.
Saying.
No, please.
It is. I mean, like, it's super accurate punches, like Floyd Mayweather style. And it has to be in such a small area. I think they were talking about, like, a 3-inch area on the football. And to be running full speed, sometimes he's running at 20 miles per hour, to be able to punch that out. He's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I think as much as, you know, it sucked to lose Urlacher, I guess, I mean, it's more for a locker room presence. The fact that they have guys like him and Briggs still around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Peanut, does Peanut go to the Hall of Fame? He's been a Pro Bowler many times over. I mean, maybe if he had
No, he really hasn't.
I
think this is last year was one of his first, if not his first Pro Bowl.
He's done a couple of times. That's a shame because he is one of the better. I mean, what he makes up for, you know, what he lacks maybe in covering an elite receiver, even though he does step for step, even though he does make up steps and he's just savvy, he gets all those turnovers. He got 9 forced fumbles last year. That's a lot. That's given your team 9 more chances.
I think if you had guys who... I think if you had sports writers who voted, who watched the Bears and knew of Peanut Tillman, I think he would make the Hall of Fame. But I think the majority of people who vote for the Hall of Fame probably don't realize the impact Peanut Tillman had at that position and on that team as a whole. I'll tell you, Chad, every year I go to training camp, and every year I see him on the sideline with every single player, especially the young guys, teaching them the karate moves that are needed for this magical peanut punch. I mean, the man has a technique.
Phenomenal.
He knows it. It's an instinct he's developed, and he teaches it. And he's a good teacher. And the Bears in general cause a lot of fumbles, not just Peanut Tillman.
Right. No. Jennings has gotten his fair share. It's part of their whole system, and I'm glad to see that didn't go away because that was a huge, difference in the game on Sunday, obviously, getting those turnovers.
I mean, 5 years ago, if you would have told me, hey, at their age, at the age that they're going to be in 5 years, would you want Tillman, would you want Briggs, or would you want Urlacher gone? I think Tillman would probably be my first pick. But
there's not too many 33-year. How old is he now?
That's a good question. He's up there.
He's north of 30. I mean, there's not too many of those cornerbacks that are still playing at that level.
Yeah.
If only there was a way that we could find out instantly how old Charles Tillman is.
Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to put down. Well, maybe just look it up his profile on Madden.
Oh, that's actually a good idea because I'm playing as the Bears. Hold on.
I'm on Wikipedia. He was born February 23rd, 1981, making him 32 years young.
32 oh. years young, see? All right. So he's still got a few good years. I mean, look at the way.
Yeah, you know what? According to Madden, and I'm 1 year ahead, he's got 10 years pro as of last year, 11 in my game.
Right.
So 10 years pro, I mean, he could go a good 13 seasons. I mean, it's not over yet for him.
No. No, he stayed with Green. I mean, Green's going to catch some balls just because of who he is.
Sure.
But he made him pay. He jumped that first route and then bounced off his hands, made him pay with another interception. Sorry
well,
about
yeah.
difference
well,
in the game.
Chad, if you listened to our show at all last year, you'd know that Al's other Madden team, Charles Tillman, ended up becoming his head coach and led him to two different Super Bowls, once with the Arizona Cardinals and once with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, it's
well,
phenomenal.
I'm sorry I missed that. It's difficult keeping up with the real three-dimensional guys. I'm sorry I don't have time.
Well, quite but frankly,
I'm
my guys are pretty
no, I'm excited and happy for Cyber Peanut because he's a great guy, and I'm
good
glad
coach.
He got those two big Vince Lombardi trophies on his mantle, on his cyber
well,
mantle.
I want to give an update from our chat room. Joe Green is wanting to know how slugs mate. He wants to know how slug mates. And
very
Jim
slowly.
Peck jumped in to let us know that male fruit flies actually have hooks on their legs so that they can latch onto the ladies. So that just in from there.
Nice.
It's just creepy. That's just like a fruit fly, isn't it? Bunch of creeps.
Dude, I'm going to get some hooks on my legs.
Jesus, fruit flies. Anyone's ever worked in a restaurant or bar industry? Ugh. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're creeps.
So,
Chad,
I
before I even knew about that leg hook thing.
Oh.
No, please, continue.
I asked you about
did Al
the,
drop his controller?
The confidence.
No.
Yeah, he did. The confidence pool for week two.
Okay, I filled it out. Do I have to, what do I do? Do I fax it to you?
Well,
do I
yeah,
send a courier?
You're going to take a picture of it, and then you're going to just text it to me. How about that?
Okay, I mean, I can scan it. I can scan it at work tomorrow. It'll look really nice for you.
That's kind of fancy for Clark.
That,
I don't know if he knows
well.
Okay.
Larger,
okay, would you rather look at a tiny, blurry picture? All right,
Larger
well,
on a couple of Post-its and then posted it on the internet for all of our fans. That's how he did his shit. We got about a minute and a half left of our live show, guys. We're going to take this into the overtime where we'll discuss week two of the Larger versus Lawrenson versus Lauren with our guy, our guest, Chad Briggs. Hey, Chad,
see
man, I appreciate you being on here. Will you hang on the line with us to go into the overtime?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do you have
give
a couple
one,
5 minutes? You got a couple
yeah,
five
totally.
Minutes on you?
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hang up, let you guys finish the show, and then I'm going to call you right back, okay, so I can go inside. All right? Is that okay? Does that work for you?
We might lose you.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just hang on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just
hang on for 1 second. We'll get you. Joe Green, the overtime, you're going to have to listen to it. The podcast becomes available in about 15 minutes right on our site on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to fast forward right to it to get to the overtime, my friends. That's how the overtime works here at the Larcher and Lawrenson Show. He is Al Larcher.
Unbelievable. It's 14-0 Chiefs now.
Oh, jeez. We got 37 seconds left. Chad Briggs, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks to Minnesota fans.
Yeah. Also, yeah, Al, you were on it. A big thank you to our guy. A big thank you to our guy,
Minnesota Slims.
Minnesota Scott for giving us a call. Lauren joined us. I'd like to thank my neighbor, Mean by God Gene, for distracting me through the first half of the show. Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. Tune in next week, 8:30. All right,
Andy.
So we're there. We're at the overtime. Chad, I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that, man.
No, you're totally fine. I just needed to plug in my phone. You know I have trouble.
Yeah.
Clark knows all too well the troubles I have with this phone. God damn it.
Are you
it's okay
gonna...
now. I've got it plugged in.
And Larcher, what's with that sigh over there? What, were you, did you just
It's 14-0. Martellus Bennett just caught a nice pass, went about 20 yards with it, got hit, fumbled the ball, and now is injured. And the Chiefs have the ball again. And it's the third quarter, and the time is just clicking. This is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you suss that out. I'm going to grab my picks so we can talk about it.
Yeah, no, go talk grab your picks.
Talk about it amongst yourselves for 20 seconds, okay?
All
right. Are you going to be okay?
I think we can handle it.
You're leaving me with this guy? This guy, I let him in his house for one show, and he's playing man through the whole thing, doing God knows what. That's the problem.
All right. You know what? That's a good thing. Why don't you talk about your feelings about that, okay? And tell Al how you feel about that and how that makes you feel, okay?
Chad, I'm going to need you back soon. No, go ahead. Go do your thing. I'm going to need you back soon. You're going to leave me here. Lauren just left the room, and now I'm stuck with just Al.
Will you please let the guy go get his picks? I mean, you're babbling on here.
If he just went while... I've been doing really bad with guests lately. Remember last week I asked that guy a question for 30 minutes, and it ended up just being a question to myself?
Yeah, and then he called you out on it.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, is there a question there?
Yeah. We're busy for a second, chat. Hang on.
Can you hold on a second? We're kind of talking.
Can you give us 20 seconds here?
I'll give you 20.
Okay. So anyways, yeah, that guy was totally like, hey, Clark, you don't have a question.
And then you were sure to just jump right in and tell me that I was an idiot. Thanks for that. I do appreciate it.
Well, someone had to. I was just expressing what he was thinking.
Yeah. Chad, thank you so much,
Chad,
for being
here. Yeah, please come back.
Being here with us. Al, who'd you give 16 to? Who'd you have the most confidence in this week?
The New England Patriots taking out the other team, the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, certainly too. I got to say that's the one you can really set your watch by, I believe.
Yeah, that's like a 14.
If New England loses at home to the Jets, then I don't know what to think about the rest of the season.
Right.
I'm confused about everything. I would turn my world upside down if that happened.
I picked New England as well. I gave them 3 points.
What?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My number
really?
One. And
they're a 13.5 point favorite.
Yep. Just I wasn't so sure in those numbers. I took the
Clark, you're a riverboat gambler.
Clark, do you understand the concept of the game?
Yeah. Sometimes riverboat gambler means bad at gambling.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah, I think that's
your 16.
I took that 13. I took that 13.5. I took the one off, and then I ended up with 3. So New England 3.
Okay.
There you go. Lauren just said that she took the Jets.
I took the Jets with 11.
Lauren. Lauren, are you trying to let these boys catch up?
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why you picked it?
That's a great philosophy. Elton John knows
it's
football.
It's a good song. That's a good song, and I love the echoey clap track in that song. It's hypnotic, but that's no reason to pick the Jets against New England when they're at home.
This is how my picks work.
Chad, did you realize that you're speaking with the winner of week one?
Oh, my God.
I know. I mentioned that. I mentioned that, and I'm just – okay, listen. I like Lauren. She's a lovely woman. I'm sure she has her reasons for picking the Jets over New England. Maybe she's a soothsayer. Maybe – she's got the third eye.
Well,
power unseen.
You know what, though? She won week one because we took the Washington Redskins, RG3, against Chip Kelly's new offense, against that Eagles offense that was unproven. And that upset ended up giving her the lead. So
I would have been burned by that. I'm not sure where I would have put that on my confidence pick, but I would have lost that. I fully expected the Redskins to win that game.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch that one. Did RG3 look okay? Was he hobbling? Is he able to run?
He didn't look good.
I thought he put up kind of modest rushing numbers.
Yeah, I think he only got like 23 yards, and they say he's not looking strong on the burst, on the acceleration.
He didn't show up like Adrian Peterson did.
It's hard to expect this year.
It wasn't an
AP. Yeah, they can't all be
AP. No, there's only one Purple Jesus.
There you go.
He wants to be the greatest player of all time. Have you heard about that?
Who?
Jeez.
Adrian Peterson. He said, I'm going to be the greatest player of all time.
Dude's got potential.
It scares
me. He does, but just tap
He's
the brakes.
He's pretty good.
Just tap the brakes there, AP.
Hey, you asked earlier, Chad, who I gave my 16 to, and I gave that to Baltimore over Cleveland.
Oh.
Okay. Wow, I had that as, well, I had that as 11.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about Baltimore and Cleveland, even though they've got a new look over there, and we're going to check it out ourselves in December.
That's right, road trip.
They're kind of a shitty team you can set your watch to as well.
I like Chad Briggs. I mean, great minds think alike. Put 11 points on that game as well.
Yeah. My other real lock, I saw Houston over Tennessee at home. I feel like they'll take care of business, and they're a 10-point favorite in that game. I don't see them losing that game at home.
I had a hard time picking that game. I really did. I went back and forth. I ended up taking Houston, but only doing 5. Houston is suspect. I mean, they always are. You never know.
I think
they're
figured it out in the second half of that game. They had an exceedingly bad first half of that game on Monday night. But yeah, I mean, you could be right. I don't know. Maybe I filled this out rather quickly before my shift this evening.
Hey, no excuses. No excuses.
Chad, you really got to take your time with this.
Do you? Is that where you get? Is that where you? Do you pull out the Elton John anthology?
Take it from a week one winner.
Okay.
All right. Week one.
Who guided you through the first week?
Sorry?
Who was the 70s pop artist who guided you through? So you got Elton guiding you this week. I was just wondering if maybe...
No, it's not. I mean, sometimes it's geography that guides me.
Okay. So you didn't listen to like a decade of Steely Dan or something last week to get your picks?
They have
the best of Jethro Tull.
I need some flute before I can pick my football.
Let's see, Aqualung. Winner. That's going to be a Vikings win.
Lauren, we all took Houston. It sounds like it. You took Tennessee.
That is correct.
And your base. Tennessee was.
They have the town of Nashville.
There you go.
They have what?
They have Nashville, and she once had a good time in Nashville.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Lauren, big country music fan.
Yep.
And so maybe she's a little impartial.
This is how my picks run. We'll see.
All right.
Guys, I've got to ask
I
all
can
of
actually,
us. Oh, go ahead.
I had this printed out, and my girlfriend was like, what is this? And as you know, Clark, she couldn't care less about football. Uh-huh. But I just said, why don't you just take a shot at it? And she just underlined the teams that she liked. She had some interesting picks. She did pick New England. She picked St. Louis over Atlanta.
I want to ask everybody.
She was disappointed because they didn't have the mascots on here, because she likes to say who would win in a fight between a Patriot and a Jet. And a
like
Falcon
that.
And a Ram.
Yeah, that was an episode of Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. And Cheers as well. Cheers as well. Diane won the football pools by basically that sort of line of thinking.
A common theme in the 80s sitcom.
Yeah, basically,
I guess so.
If you have an 80s sitcom, all you have to do is go to the mascots and who would win that.
So maybe the Elton John theory of picking isn't that far-fetched.
Well,
not.
And on that same token, the name Redskins isn't offensive in that game at all because they would win a lot.
I don't know. Just don't get trapped on an Indian reservation.
I'm going to start with Lauren on this one. But, Chad, you were the first one to point out this stellar matchup that's coming up this week in football.
Oh, the Shitbird Bowl?
It's two teams from two different coasts. Jacksonville and Oakland. That is correct, Chad.
I went round and round on this one.
What did you call that?
I call it the Shitbird Bowl. I hate it when... Because, see, you need Oakland and Jacksonville to be playing other teams so you can easily pick those.
Right.
High. You can give those a high point value.
Exactly.
And when two shitty teams play each other, you really got to think about it for a while. I went with Oakland, and I gave it a 6-point value.
16... Every other week this season, they're going to be the 16 and 15 point games.
Most likely. I mean, Oakland won. Jacksonville did not. Jacksonville were beaten by the Chiefs. Is that right?
Yeah, and Jacksonville is one of the worst teams in the history of football.
Oh, they're bad. They're bad.
They're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren,
yeah.
Who did you?
They'll probably win 3 games this year.
Oh, I think that's
along
generous.
With Oakland, though. Along with Oakland. Oakland could win just three games.
I don't know. What is it? Tyrell Pryor looks pretty sharp this week. I mean, he's a surprise for them. You got a guy with legs running quarterback in a league where that's very popular right now. It's the flavor of the month. I took Oakland, and I gave him 10 points.
I'm in the ballpark. I did 6 on that one, and I took Oakland.
Wow.
I took Jacksonville.
There's some tough ones this week, like San Francisco and Seattle. I just flipped a coin, and I went with San Francisco, but that's low. I gave that 3.
I'm impressed.
I could see it go either way.
You gave Oakland 6. That's a lot.
I gave him 10.
That's the way to go. I went with Oakland for the home team with 2 points.
I can see that, but it's funny because it's the first one I filled out this year, and you sort of just get on a roll, and you know, especially towards the end, you're like, I don't know. All these, you know, you have your closer games.
Yeah.
And you just sort of just count them down.
I picked Green Bay to
beat
Washington.
Okay, so who was your? I'm sorry.
I gave Green Bay 1 point.
I gave Green Bay 1 point as well.
I did. What did I do? Where are they? Really, you gave them 1 point?
I've learned one thing in this lifetime, and I've explained this earlier on the show. You don't gamble on the Redskins.
Really?
Yeah, the Redskins will screw you any way they can.
That's how Lauren wins.
I gave Green Bay 12.
I just don't. I did too. Lauren, we are in accord on that one. We're in lockstep. I just thought Green Bay isn't going to go 0-2. It's just impossible.
It would be a tough
them because they lost last week.
It would be a tough thing for them to go 0-2, and they're playing at home.
It would be
Washington,
something I loved.
Washington did not look good.
So. No.
Washington didn't look good till the second half. But when you have RG3, you know, we still don't know if this guy was a fluke or not. If game one was what he's going to be, then they're in trouble. But if he fires back, I think he could beat the Packers, who don't have a defense and don't have an offensive line. I think the Packers could be in trouble this season.
I hope you're right. That sounds good to me.
Hey, where did you guys put the Bears?
I have the Bears. Of course, I'm picking the Bears. I mean, I wouldn't call them this show if I didn't. I got him at a good, clean, honest, solid 10.
All right. Clark?
I gave him 14.
Nice.
Wow, now that's a homer right there. I like it.
Well, they are playing at home, so that's an extra 4 points. There you go, 14.
Lauren, who do you got?
Lauren has him at 13. Lauren's washing her face right now.
I took him at 15.
15? Hey. Wow, more than I did. Jesus.
Yeah, I am. Once again, 2 weeks in a row, I believe in the Bears more than you.
Super fans. I like it.
Chad, I don't think you were listening in earlier, but Larcher and I made a steak dinner bet tonight.
Oh, I like those. That's a good old man bet. I like that. I will bet you a steak dinner.
And believe me, there's...
Larcher has Jay Cutler throwing 5 300-yard passing games this season.
That's a bad bet. I know.
Wait,
I took
you have Cutler. Wait. Let me just hear that again. You have Cutler throwing for 300 yards 5 different times.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bad bet. I realize that.
You're going to earn that stake.
I am. I believe in the man. I believe in number 6.
All right.
I want to buy him a steak.
It's possible. It's possible. Where are we talking about? Are we talking about like someplace really good?
Georgette's
or something?
Better than, less than Gibson's, higher than Denny's.
So, Baker Square.
No, they have pork chops, not steaks, Clark. Don't you know the Baker Square menu? What's the matter with you? Free pie on Wednesdays, by the way.
Yep. Hey, it looks like we lost Chad for the night. we just lost that call. But I do appreciate Chad Briggs joining us tonight.
Oh yeah. Well, why don't we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think it's probably past that time.
What are you babbling about?
Al, I appreciate you joining the show tonight, even though you had your big game going on.
Thank you.
Gosh, it was really nice of you to just right in the middle of all of that to
play
join
a little
us
football, talk a little football. Hell yeah.
Wow. I'm not going to play us out with Bear Down because I played it about 16 times leading into the show. Ugh. That was tough, my friend.
I'm sorry. There were some technical difficulties from the studios here.
We had a tough start. I didn't expect anything different, but gosh darn it, we battled through it, and we made it through the entire show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of you, partner.
I'm proud of you as well, Clark.
All right. Tune in every week. Thanks for listening on iTunes and on the podcast and all of that stuff. He is Al Larcher.
I am. He is Clark Lawrence.
He's Al Larcher.
He's Clark Lawrence.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Al, have a good night.
All right,
sleep well. I wish you no grasshoppers in your night.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one, brother.
All right, see ya.
Later.
By the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Doors closing.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.